Yeah, fam, it is Muscle Monday, and today going all in on the long head. Everyone loves long head, and you are going to love long head too.
Oh. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 850 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gaincast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, and long head cast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome everybody to 850. We are at the half centennial mark. We are at the 50. We're halfway through the 800s. And that's a nice thing to think about for some of you. Maybe, maybe not. I don't really, just an observation. Every time I see a zero at the end, I'm like, oh, days are moving ahead. It's very interesting. And any of you that have very repetitious lives, in the sense that you do a lot of the same things every day, your routine, you have a pretty set routine, and it's kind of like the Daily Swole has just become this, like, I don't know, it's just become this background, not background noise, but just this constant. It's just, I'm here, I'm doing the show every day, I'm doing, you know, there's a lot of things setting it up and executing it that are just the same every day. You know, the individual aspects of the show and the content, that's of course different, but the way I set up everything with the computer and the microphone, and it's just little subtle changes like that, just like a number in the corner. It's like, oh, that's different. I noticed that. I haven't seen that zero in like a week or so. It's like, it's been a little bit since I saw that zero. And then it's just, I don't know, kind of snaps me back into that, the fact that life is moving, right? It's always moving. And that's an interesting thing to, and that's a very positive thing to think about. You know, life is always moving forward. So even if you're having a rough time today or this weekend or this past week or this past year, you know, it's always going forward in one direction, right? Or, you know, I mean, I guess it's philosophical, depends on what you mean by forward and direction and stuff. But I mean, it's always, the future is always coming and the future is always now. So there's always room for improvement and things to change and things to get better, and the possibility for you to change things and for you to get better. You know, so like, I mean, just the fact that you are all the time, we're moving into the future all the time. You have an opportunity to, you know, take things to the next level, change things and improve things. You're not stagnant, right? You're not in one spot. You're not stuck here. So mentally and physically, that's why meditation is important, and approaching your fitness with a really strong mindset is very important. It's very understated, you know, the link between the mental and the physical, the link between meditation and training. That's going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time. And meditation is getting some more, I don't want to say publicity, but it's getting a little bit more out into the forefront as things get more cerebral with video games and, you know, major league gaming and video games, and just using your mind and reactions and things are going to be more important. Just like steroids were for baseball and for sports and football throughout these decades, that's what meditation and brain training is going to be for these kind of like neural reflex type things that are moving to the future with VR and stuff. So just kind of cool. Cool how we're always approaching things differently here on this show. And I really do think that since yoga is still not really mainstream. Yoga is not mainstream with dudes. How many of you watching? Well, a lot of you watching and listening do yoga because I've been talking about it. So maybe my audience is skewed to people that do yoga, for guys that do yoga. I would assume that my audience is skewed that way because if you've heard my podcast, you know, I'm always talking about yoga. So I'd be shocked if most of you didn't already try it or are getting into it or have gotten into it. But if you're a dude, I mean, if you're a girl too, right now, if you're watching, male or female, are you practicing yoga? And if you are practicing yoga, how many of you have started practicing yoga more or have gotten into it as a beginner? Have you gotten into it because of my content? Have you taken more of an interest and more of a focus in your yoga? or have you just gone from zero to starting doing yoga? And because that's so far behind with guys and just with people in general, a lot of women don't do yoga still, and most men don't do yoga. So the meditation is just that next level up. It's just when we start tying all that into training, physical training, it's really going to help balance out all the resistance. I think it's going to give people a lot more longevity with their weight training. I think it's going to give a lot of people a lot longer of their life. In terms of weight training, you're going to be able to do it longer in terms of I'm going to be able to be lifting further on into my years because I've been taking this active recovery approach on a regular basis. I think that's going to make a huge difference because you see all these guys, right? You see all these old guys who used to lift really heavy and super heavy and all their life, just crushing weights, crushing. What do they have? Bad knees, bad back, bad neck, bad shoulders, right? You know, especially all these people that play football in high school and college really get fucked up for life. You know, those things that come back and nag. So when you are taking this active recovery approach from the beginning, you might not get to that point where you're a hunched over old dude banged up because you lifted weights. They didn't balance it out. You're going to, or you are. You are balancing it out. So they're just doing overload and resistance and crushing themselves their whole life. That's why they're kind of ending up on the back end of the stick, just kind of jacked up from all those resistance, all that weight. They never did yoga. It wasn't popular in the 60s and 70s for dudes. Well, maybe in the 60s. But you know what I mean? Like real, like fitness type yoga, not just meditating, but also just the physical aspect. So there's a lot of things that we're tapping into that's super important. That's really going to take it to that that next level and really bring you up to speed with your fitness and with your training. It's all in the approach, and it's really important. I just did yoga this morning. I've been doing it more since watching you. Yoga is amazing. My three-year-old practices with me. Old guy here doing yoga. Nice. Yeah, stress relief with meditation. See a lot of great comments on Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, just some food for thought and some different concepts and things that that are going to increase in importance in our lifetime. And we're going to notice that. We're going to notice a lot more with the yoga. We're going to notice a lot more with meditation. And technology is going to speed. It's going to ramp up. So things are going to change faster. And we'll hear and we'll see more of those social changes quicker because information is going to spread faster. And it's going to catch more and more like wildfire because more people can see it and hear about it. And there's no distance limitations with word of mouth or people just kind of, you know, culture slowly changing because of Instagram, Facebook, and all this stuff. We can really change very, very quickly, like Twitter style, like really fast. So technology is making a huge difference with social and cultural changes like that. I'm a convert after joining Swolenormous X. I do yoga now at least 4 times a week, alternating with the weight training 3 days. Big difference. Yeah, it's a huge step up with your training. So don't just, if you're still listening and you haven't actually tapped into that, don't put it on the back burner. It's not a hippie thing. It's not, I don't know. I don't know what you would say against it, but don't deny it or don't underplay the importance of yoga until you try it consistently. At least give it that. At least respect me enough to try it for yourself because it's only going to help you. There's no bad part about doing yoga. There's none aside from maybe the only bad thing, if you can measure it as bad, is I guess it takes up a certain amount of time that you could do something else, but it's so good. I mean, that would be the only negative, and it's not even a negative. I mean, do it. So today, Muscle Monday, we're going to talk about the long head of the triceps. I think I mentioned last week, we were talking why I was going to do posterior deltoid. We talked about the rotator cuff last week, I believe it was. And today we're going to talk about one part of the triceps, and not even the whole triceps, is going to talk about one part of the triceps. And let's see, we're live on Instagram, Facebook. I'm live on Daily Swole Podcast on YouTube, Periscope, Twitch, twitch.tv/Swolenormous, and of course the podcast. Remember, everyone, if you need to tune in to the podcast, you can find it on any app that you listen to your podcast on. You can also go to swolenormousx.com. and click on podcast. You could also go to dailyswole.com if you just want to listen to it right there. Let's see. Today's Monday. So Monday, today's the last day of the special offer for Labor Day weekend. So everyone that is on the fence, if you are looking for to, if you're really looking to take your fall seriously, and those of you that are watching and listening already that are members, spread this around to your friends. Let everyone know. Today is 25% off. It has been for the past couple days. This past weekend, it's over tonight. So at midnight, the code will no longer work. And it's SWOLE25 at checkout. SWOLE25 at checkout. So the unlimited memberships are 25% off. So I highly recommend. There's no stress. There's no risk. You're not happy 100%. Let me know. All right. I'll take care of you. All right. I'm not trying to take your money. I am trying to help you. And I put everything that I have, my heart and soul and my knowledge, and I continue to put it in there every single month. I'm working on it every single day. New workouts, new yoga classes, everything updated. Not to mention you have all the programming in there already. You can get started. I'll walk you through step by step. From your yoga to your strength training to your mobility work, your active recovery, your nutrition with the Nutrition Jumpstart. It's all in there. So make sure you take this offer seriously, because it'll save you a shitload, and it's not going to stay. It's gone tonight. So SWOLE25 at checkout, SwoleNormousX.com. All right. Muscle Monday. Are we ready to get into it? What's up, y'all? Cisco. What up, Kirsty? Let's see, Karen, we got Instagram tuning in. So those of you that are on Instagram, if you want to see this as the 3D episodes where we do Muscle Monday, and I'm going to bring it up on the screen. So if you're watching on Instagram, you're not going to be able to see it. You're more than welcome to stay. I will leave it running. But because Instagram doesn't integrate into my streaming service, you're not going to be able to see it on the screen here. So you're still going to look at my face. If that's cool, that's cool. But I highly recommend, if you want to see the actual 3D long head of the triceps and really get the whole full experience, you can watch it on Facebook. You can go to Daily Swole Podcast on YouTube. You can also watch it on Twitch, twitch.tv/SwoleNormous. So you can see it all those places. All right. Everywhere SwoleNormous, except on YouTube, my Daily Swole podcast. The clips and the live streaming is Daily Swole Podcast on YouTube. All right, so let's get into it. So this is something that I want to preface Muscle Monday with when we're discussing the long head of the triceps. The triceps, tri meaning three, there are three parts of the triceps that work to extend the elbow. Okay, so the back of the arm, triceps, we're talking about the back of the upper arm. And the unique thing and the interesting thing and the important thing about the long head, the differentiation, is that the long head of the triceps is the only part of the triceps that crosses the shoulder joint. And what that means is the interaction of the humerus with the scapula. Okay, so the other two, the medial head and the lateral head of the triceps, you have those muscles only crossing the elbow joint. So they do work at the elbow. The long head of the triceps will actually do work at the shoulder as well. So when you're doing your triceps exercises and you want to develop those muscles in a bigger way, in an all-encompassing way, if you're trying to fill out that area more, looking to build some bulk, because the triceps is a huge portion of your arm. So those of you that are looking to bulk up, you're looking to put on size, looking to get a little more yoked. I mean, ladies and guys, you want to get rid of that soft, saggy, lack of muscle area under your arm, right? The chicken wing. It's not going to burn localized fat by training this in this way, but it's going to harden up. You want to build muscle in that area. And guys, you want a big fucking canoe in the back of your arm. You want to build some arm size. This is important. So the long head of the triceps is affecting movement at the shoulder joint. So the shoulder joint becomes important for angle. So this is where doing overhead extensions or putting pressure on the long head or putting pressure on the triceps with different angles, not just doing a standard standing cable pushdown all the time, the shoulder joint angle makes a difference. So that's where those angles come into play. That's why changing the angle is important, because you're going to hit different parts of the triceps in a different way. If you put the long head, for example, at different lengths of mechanical advantage, if you change the length tension relationship and you change the initial stretch of that muscle versus the, you know, rather than having the shoulder in more flexion or in less flexion, is going to make a difference. And if you don't understand all the anatomical and the kinesiology that I'm explaining, just understand pretty much that the long head of the triceps is going to come into play when we're trying to change the angle of the shoulder. So in other words, if you want to get all the triceps, you want to get the entire, you know, all encompassing targeting of the muscle, it's important to change the angle of the shoulder. You know, there's really never an instance where changing the angle won't make a difference. There are a lot of exercises, in my opinion, all right? There are a lot of exercises out there that, in my opinion, are just the creations of creativity and enough people working out in a gym over enough years, and you pretty much just make up different things, right? You just create shit. And you're like, hey, well, what if we put this at the top and laid down? What if we went upside down and used one arm instead of two? And over time, you just create more exercises. And not that it's a bad thing, but the more exercise you create, the more exercise equipment, and this is just, we get further and further from the things that are most important, that work, and then people get wrapped up in the latest exercise, the latest technology, the latest machine, the latest cable, the latest grip, the latest fad. You start just doing more frilly surface exercise without building that foundational mass. And most of what guys and girls want, even whether or not they realize or can articulate this is what they want size. If you want to look toned as a woman, that word is bullshit, but if you want to look toned, that means you want to build muscle. That means you want size. Guys, you don't want to gain a lot of weight. You're looking to lean out, build muscle, and lose fat. You're trying to build muscle. Everyone's trying to build muscle. You want to build dense muscle tissue. You want to have that shape. You can carve stuff out, then you can lengthen, and you can minimize your gain so you don't excessively gain muscle. It's really hard to build muscle, by the way. It's really hard to build muscle. So it's not like you just go to the gym and build muscle. Hey, I have to back off everything. I don't want to build too much muscle too fast. Said no one ever. It's hard as fuck to build muscle. So most people think that they're training hard, they're going to bulk up too much, when in reality, they're not even training hard enough. And that's why a lot of women don't lose weight. That's why a lot of guys don't get big enough, because people underestimate how hard they have to train. They underestimate what the body needs, what an actual stimulus or an effective stimulus is. They can't translate that feeling of discomfort to, okay, this is not dangerous, or I need to push harder. It's just it's a lot of people undertrain. There's a lot of talk in the industry and in magazines, and we do shows on it too, about overtraining. I think there's really more of a, and this is very independent, I'm not saying train more often, I'm not saying just keep on doing more and more volume, but I think most people undertrain for what they want to accomplish. Most people do the wrong things. They're not focusing on the basics enough, and then they undertrain in many ways. In some ways, people overtrain, but you know, we're talking people aren't getting enough sleep. People are basically not getting the proper nutrition. So there are a lot of foundational things that aren't in place. So that's why supplements and all these different diet strategies and things that are on the surface may be, oh, it seems different, but it's not really built on a proper foundation. You know, when you really have the basics right, then when you start doing these like little tweaks at the top levels, you know, with like nutrient timing or adding a supplement or, you know, maybe tweaking an exercise here and there, you're going to see more of a difference because you have those foundations right. When you're not eating properly, you're not sleeping properly, you're not hydrating properly, you're not making the right programming choices, whether or not you take fucking creatine that's not the big tweak. Just because you don't take creatine, oh, if I take creatine, I'm going to build muscle. You're not eating properly, dude. You're not tracking your calories or even eating an anti-inflammatory diet. You might not even be getting enough protein. You're sleeping 5 hours a night. You're training 3 days a week. You're doing cable curls. You're doing freaking leg extensions. Like, you're not doing the right shit. You're going to the gym. You have this concept of I'm paying attention to certain things, but you don't even have the basics right. And then these are the people that are saying, well, how come I'm not seeing results enough? I go to the gym. How come, what should I take? What protein should I take? That's not how it works. You don't need any of these supplements. Can they help you? You know, I don't push supplements because most of the people that are listening, most of you listening, you're not elite bodybuilders. You're not at the top of your game. You haven't maxed out your natural genetics and your natural capacity with just food and hard work and sleep. Once you get those foundations and you're an advanced trainer and you've been doing it for 10, 15 years, you're going to learn along the way what works best for your body. And you're going to see a lot of progress that's independent and foundational before you start going to these little frilly fringes of supplementation. You know, if you're an elite athlete and you add glutamine, you're probably so in tune with your body, you can actually say whether or not it helps you and whether or not that's a placebo effect or not. You still couldn't tell, but you'll be able to pay attention and you'll be more in tune rather than someone who has their fucking everything in disarray and they're just taking, hey, let me take this powder. Maybe that'll make the difference. No, your just habit and your existence is complete ass backwards. So what that had to do with the long head? Everything and nothing at the same time. So that was a hell of an intro. All right, for those of you that are just tuning in, hey, it takes us half an hour to get to the muscles. No, but that's important. That's important. And that definitely was askew. That definitely was off topic a little bit. So for that as much, I apologize, but it was actually really good content. It was a really good point because we're talking about building muscle and I'm talking about filling out the arm. Everyone wants to build muscle, whether you think so or not, you definitely want to build muscle. Oliver, wait, hold up. So taking supplements don't make your muscles grow 110% bigger in half the time. Nope. Nope. You've been lied to. Shocker, shocker. All right, so let's get into the long head. Let's take a look at it. Muscle Monday under Huey. So if you're on Instagram, you're not going to see shit, but if you're watching everywhere else, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, you can see this perfectly well. So right now, here is the... that's a deltoid. Here's the triceps, right? Okay, so if I bring this in, what we're looking at here, what we want to see is this front part. So this part right here is the long head. Okay, this is the long head. And you can see, I'll bring this down, you can see how it goes kind of up and under, and I'll give you some context. All right, so you can see on this left side of the triceps, see how it goes up towards the scapula. And what I'm gonna do is remove some of these layers. I'll remove the rotator cuff. Okay, so this is the long head. Okay, this right here is the long head. This is attaching right here. This area right here where it's attaching is called the infraglenoid tubercle, if I remember correctly. And that's a little bony protrusion right under the glenoid fossa right here, that little cup in which the humerus goes into. So the long head right here, you can see it's the only one. It's the only one that crosses the shoulder joint. So this is why when you bring your arm up to the front, this is the front of the body here. If you bring your arm to the front more, this long head is going to be more in a stretched position from the start. Does that make sense for everyone that's watching on Facebook, everyone that's watching, physically watching the 3D? Does that make sense so far? And really the only thing, and I want to talk a little bit more conceptually because I can't make this 3D model in this picture move, but I just want to bring that concept to the surface that the long head, it's important to train the long head by moving the upper arm into various positions. When the shoulder is more in flexion, meaning when the arms are raised to the front. So if you're leaning forward for a triceps extension, those of you that have seen me post the Papa Swolio presses, the ones you can do like with a rope or the ones you can do on a TRX, that type of body weight triceps extension is great and will get a lot of the core musculature because the arms are over the head and shoulder flexion, but also because it's a great triceps exercise because of the shoulder flexion, which stretches the long head of the triceps more from the start, which is going to cause it to activate more. It's going to have a fuller range of motion. You're going to have it track through a lot more of the stretch and shortening of the entire musculature and the tendons. So you're going to get more of that under the armpit type bulk or development. I shouldn't say bulk because that depends, but that action under the armpit. And that's where you really get the tricep size. That's where you're going to see this a lot more. That's where you're going to really experience the benefits a lot more. No, both parts are not the long head. I just can't click. It won't allow me to click just on the short head. So it's showing right now you're seeing the lateral head. The one that's inside right here, I'm going to zoom in on it. This is the long head. That's the long head right here. I'm zooming all the way in just because I can't isolate them by color by themselves. The one inside, the only one that's attaching to the scapula. The only one that's attaching to the scapula. So that triangle shaped bone, that's the scapula. The only one. So this one. Boom. All right. It's on the inside. So that, where the tricep is, this is where, when you look at a guy with big triceps, and I have a lot of development in this back area because I train a lot. So when you look at my arms, for example, it looks like a big curvature off the back. You kind of get that. I call it like the Lewis and Clark canoe. You want a canoe on the back of your fucking arm. That is the triceps. That's the long head. That's the one that's really out there underneath. On the side, the ones that kind of make the horseshoe, you see the tendinous insertion of the long head and of the lateral head. But if you want that area of the triceps that's more in the armpit, that's more towards like the back of the arm, and that's where you can really change how you look in terms of size. You can really build out your thickness and your width, and that's where you kind of get the guys that look like they're almost, their arms are kind of out to the side because they have big lats, but they also have a well-developed long head of the triceps that kind of creates that cushion and that kind of, you know, muscled up look where your arms are kind of sticking out to the side a little bit more just because of the muscle mass and where the arms end up falling. So if you want to hit the triceps more, this is where you can see a benefit to doing maybe a low to high cable pull, like an overhead dumbbell, overhead rope triceps extension. Or when you're doing skull crushers, you can drop your elbows back over your head more, like you're kind of doing a dumbbell pullover. Dumbbell pullovers or straight arm cable pull downs are a great way to hit the long head as well as the lats, you know, depending on the position and the bend of your arms. So it's a great concept to keep in mind. This is why when you're doing pull-ups or when you're doing triceps, you kind of feel it in your lats, you kind of feel it in your armpit. When you're doing back exercises, especially straight arm pull downs, for example, you're going to get your long head of the triceps involved there too. So you can get a lot of these customized exercise and really manipulating your angle and your joint position. And the more you learn about kinesiology and how the body works, the more unique and custom you can be in the gym. You can really make up your own exercises almost if you know what positions are the healthiest for the body and are safe. And there's really no wrong form of movement, ironically enough. It depends on the person. Sup, Swole? Love what you're doing with the sound advice and the lack of the product pushing. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I only like to push my own stuff because that's what I'm aware of and that's what I know. I try to stick with the things that I can stand behind. And there really aren't a lot of products out there that I like. If something comes along, and, you know, I would say a couple of things are in the works, but I wouldn't say it's a product, but, you know, just to share what I do. It would only be something if I was using it, right? I wouldn't push anything that I don't do myself. That's what Swolenormous X is, my private site. It's my workouts, it's my training, it's what I do. I feel like everyone talks a lot about what other people do. You know, they talk about things that they don't personally do themselves. A lot. If you talk within your own expertise, I mean, most of you have an expertise in something that I don't know anything about. If you're a carpenter or a plumber or an electrician, shit, you know, if you talk about that, you're the expert. You know what you're talking about. You're saying the right shit, or at least, you know, as accurate as, you know, as you see it. For example, of course, there's always people that know more, but I stay within my lanes. And when it comes to health and fitness, there are a lot of people that, Here's an interesting thing, and I think we'll come back after this. So that's the Muscle Monday, but I want to talk a little bit more conceptual right now. So I'll bring back the main screen. What's interesting is there's a lot of people, knowledge or having information, right? There's a lot of people in the fitness industry that know more than me. Okay, that know more than me. But here's what I mean by that. And that's not a good or a bad thing. But for example, if you're a professor, you know, that teaches physical therapy and kinesiology, and you know every nerve and insertion of the tissue and every ligament. I mean, you can know all those things, but what does that mean? How do you apply that, right? It's one thing to know, just simple facts like that. All right, we call this bone here. We call this bony protrusions here. We call this landmark here. We call this ligament here. But there's a lot to be said for experience and for really narrowing it down, simplifying. And the more that I've learned, the more that I've learned about anatomy, the more that I've learned about how the body works, the more I look into and the more I research and the more I, and when I say research, I'm not saying just reading papers, but the more I expose myself to the communities and the more I look into it, the more I think. Yes, I think I'm a human being. You have to reawaken your power of thought. You know, when I think and I ponder and I postulate with common sense and thinking about all the different sides, biology, evolution, logic, you know, those things are applicable. There is a beauty and there is an amazing perfection to minimizing all the talk, minimizing all the information into the most digestible, simplest, positive, or simplest things and tactics to move forward. And when you're in a world where information is ubiquitous and you can literally just get feedback, articles, videos on any position, on any topic, you go online, you could look up pro-life or pro-choice shit all day. You'll see a billion things, pro and con, positive and negative on both sides. Religion, any religion, pick one. Politics, I mean, shit, you find anything on any side. So there's just no mapping or there's no organization that helps you weave through that. There is no right and wrong when all you get are the information that just says both things about both sides. Vegan or carnivore, there's pro and con, you'll see shit all day for vegan. There's pro and con, you'll see shit all day for carnivore. Where's the information? Where's the answer? Well, doesn't exist. Doesn't exist yet. Still learning, still researching, yeah? Still figuring things out. So where does that leave you? It's pretty important to get rid of a lot of the noise. It's pretty important to get rid of all the static, right? All the static, all the things that are out there just making noise. Like when you're changing the channel, right? You're getting static or something, the old antennas, static white noise. There's a lot of little particles going on there. A lot of stuff. So simplify your life, simplify your approach. That's why with my approach with nutrition is elimination. Get it as simple as possible. Then you can make better decisions. Your training, keep it simple. Active recovery, mobility, longevity, keep it simple. And then as you go forward and as you master those concepts, then you can add to your plate. Most people are adding to their plate. They're adding the dessert and the toppings. A lot of people are adding salt, pepper, and all these different seasonings. They don't even have the steak on their plate yet. They don't have the basics. Kirsty, so on the long head, will stair dips help there? It's the one where you sit back up against a step and use the arms to press up. Will it help there? Stair dips, chances are, just thinking about the positioning, it'll probably activate the long head the least. Because when your arms are back behind you, when you're doing stair dips, because your shoulders are in extension, they're already back there, you're shortening the long head a lot. That's going to be more stretched, for example. And the reason, I should first explain why, when a muscle is very short from the start of the movement, why that's not... It's not that it's a bad thing. It's just a mechanically disadvantageous thing. So there's really no good or bad, but when the arm is back behind the body, because the long head crosses the shoulder joint, when you're in that position, the muscle's more slacked. It's the same reason why when you're doing a seated calf raise, it's going to target the soleus more, or the soleus the muscle underneath the gastrocnemius is going to be targeted more, simply because when the knee is in flexion, it slacks the larger, or I didn't say larger, but like the more superficial calf muscle on top, the gastrocnemius. So it's not in a position where it's going to have enough leverage because it's too short. It's too much slack at the beginning. All right. So, you know, sometimes when you're reaching for something far away, you can have leverage and yank and pull. It's because those muscles are lengthened to the point where they can produce more force based on that initial stretch point. But if you're at a shorter position, you're trying to grab, you might find it awkward to try to have all your strength, even though it's closer to your body. It's because the muscle is trying to produce a force when it's too shortened. And this depends on the position, of course, because you have integrated movement and different lengths based on different positions. But that's why joint angle matters. That's why the position of your shoulder matters. That's why whether your elbow's up over your head when you're doing triceps or it's back behind you, it's going to matter with which muscle or which parts of the tricep are going to be stretched more during that range of motion. And, you know, there's also stuff with that, with like electrical impulses that I don't have all the data on to answer like in detail. But if you want to hit the long head more from all my experience, you're going to want to get your arms more up into a flexed position, your shoulders at a flexed position. That way the long head is going to be, you're going to get a greater stretch. At least you're going to get a greater stretch. So you're going to hit that muscle in a different position. So the angles with the triceps, where you start, where the movement actually takes place, where the actual movement tracks through, is going to be important. And that's going to happen with most muscles that cross joints. There's going to be certain angles that will hit those muscles in more or less, right? Depending on the joint position. And that's why we have different exercises, but sometimes they're not as necessary, you know? So it also comes down to your genetics and what you're looking for aesthetics, for strength. There's different factors there. You know, what material or what equipment you have. If you have a cable machine and you can set it to different heights, you have a lot of flexibility with what different angles you can hit. If you have dumbbells, yeah, you can change the angle too, but you have to know how, right? So that's why it's important. That's why it's important to relate to it properly and to understand that the more you learn, and the more you're aware and the more you're kind of plugged in, the better it's going to be. I saw someone lost what? Really? Everything's showing good to go. Am I losing a connection somewhere? Oh, it's not on my end. Oh, someone that said it's on my end. It's not at all. My end's showing perfect. So anyone watching, if you're watching on Facebook, yeah, it's not on my end at all. It must be on Facebook's end because everything's showing perfect connection on all platforms. So that's weird. But I'm going to continue with that. So I'll pretend like everyone's still watching because maybe you are. But unfortunately, yeah, no, everything's showing green perfect connectivity and showing connections on all platforms. Yeah, weird. My Instagram thing went down. Maybe it's a Facebook thing. Maybe it's a Facebook and Instagram, because Facebook and Instagram went down, but everything else is showing connectivity and I have not lost internet connection. Super weird. Okay, so if you can hear me or if you can't, it's all right. So podcast people, you just kind of got behind the scenes. the podcast, oh man. Yeah, it's down on IG. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? I'm still seeing comments pop up, which is very strange. So I'm not sure. This is what happens. I mean, I guess we're on the back end of the episode anyway. And what's super weird is that my internet is showing fine. I'm not showing any connectivity issues. And those things, like the internet would have shut off for me too. Like I'm seeing stuff on Google Chrome. Well, this is my life. Oh, it's fine on Twitch. Yeah. So Twitch people, anyone watching or listening, this is how it works. Things work and then things don't. And there isn't always an explanation. But what's great about the podcast is that it's a podcast. And then you can always just go on the audio. The audio will always have. I'll always be able to get you some audio. Hopefully, knock on wood. You know, if the power goes out, I'll have to download this off off Twitch or something. Oh man. Oh man. I mean, how many fail safes can you have? How many backups can you have? How many things can you, how much redundancy can you have before it's just, all right, it's just unrealistic. I mean, if I lose power, it's all right. I got other things to worry about, like the beef in my fridge and shit. So that's the, so that's the long head. That's, some philosophy about training. We talk about meditation, talked about, different shoulder positions. So I guess the kind of activity is weird. So I'm not going to get a lot of questions today, but let me just follow up again. Just remind everyone that today is the last day to get 25% off my memberships at Swolenormous X. I could not recommend this more, even without the discount. It's there. It's there for the taking. I mean, if you're looking to improve, I mean, one of the things that is going to affect your muscle development or your muscle activation is range of motion. So practicing yoga, practicing these things and getting on a good program is never, it's never too soon. It's never too soon. It's never too late. It's never too soon to really plug in, to learn about your body and to really, really reset and do it the right way and start from scratch, even if you need to. All right. There's nothing wrong with starting over. There's nothing wrong with trying something new. So I mentioned at the beginning, yoga and meditation. If you've never tried yoga, perfect reason to join. New yoga classes every month. There's a ton in there already. I mean, I'm going to do one right after the show. I'm going to do yoga right here in the office before I do some more work. Like it's such a huge part of my life, such a huge part of my life. And I think if nothing else, I just really want it to be a part of yours too. You know, whatever you do, if you go to your local gym, go to your local yoga studio. I mean, hell, I mean, the only reason I have yoga classes is so my members, people that are a part of the private community, will have access to, you know, to add to their programming, you know, as you go through and as you graduate and as you level up, you're going to keep your active recovery. You stay healthy. I just want to share that because I see so many, I've trained so many people that got injured. I've done so much corrective exercise with clients. I've done so much rehab type training and improving proprioception, balance, stability with geriatric populations, with people that are incapacitated. It's just fucking miserable to watch. It's miserable to watch. And I know, I mean, it's not that it wasn't rewarding and that I didn't enjoy what I did. I mean, I did to a point, but it just gets to the point where like, oh, fuck, I can't be around this. No, I need to positive. I need to stop this shit before it fucking happens. So that's where I realized a while back, I was considered doing physical therapy. This is when I was still doing, you know, still in school and I was kicking that around. And I'm glad I didn't, because that's not where I want to be. I don't want to be on the back end of it. I want to get there first. I don't want you to, I mean, people are still going to slip through the cracks, but if I can be loud enough and snap people out of it, I think it's easier to talk to people that have gotten injured, that are rehab, because they've already gotten hurt. They're like, fuck yeah, I gotta get better. But one of the reasons why I think I'm just so fucking in everyone's face and I'm just trying to slap you across the face with my knowledge dick is just because when things are good before it happens, you're more blind to it. You're ignoring it. When things are good, you're chill. You're not thinking about fixing things before they're broken. No. You complain about having insurance, blah, 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 and paying for insurance. But once you have a problem, hey, you're really glad you got that insurance, right? But why not take your shit seriously before you get hurt? Why not take your shit seriously before you get overstressed? Why not take your shit seriously before you get injured, right? Before you get fat, before you have problems. Like, why not do it now? Do that shit now. Take your life seriously. Take your recovery seriously. It's not all about getting huge. It's not all about doing yoga either. It's both, you know, and you can tweak your programming the way you want to based on what your goals are, but it's all about being proactive and getting out there first. You have to win. You have to beat life. You got to beat life. You have to win. What's the alternative? Losing? Not for Papa. That's not really a good alternative. There really is no second place. Either you can thrive or you'll fucking get run over. And you know, all of you watching and listening, you fucking know if you let things, you shelf something, it's okay maybe when you're 18, but when you're 35, 45, 55, hey, that shit gets a lot harder. Come on, I see it already. I'm 35. I notice the differences. I'm not gonna be like, oh, once you hit 30, everything goes downhill, everything falls apart. No, yeah, if you're fucking lazy as shit. But I notice a difference in recovery. I mean, it's compounded wear. 15, 16, 18, 20 years of training and recovery and beating myself up. Fucking shit adds up. It adds up, son. It adds up. Hell yeah, it adds up. It adds up. It compounds. So you got to imagine, you got to compound. You got to take an active approach in your recovery. You can't just train hard and then sit back and let it. No, you got to train hard and fucking stay on it. You got to train hard. You got to recover hard. You got to do both. So anyway, that is where I want you. I want you to take some good muscle knowledge from this. This is a great episode. I want you to take some great, these philosophical points and these psychological points, meditation, yoga. Like I said, 25% off, SoulNormousX.com. Unlimited memberships, 25% off until midnight tonight, and you'll have it all right there for you. Wearing a shirt would be nice. Eh. Maybe not. I don't care. I'm not going to wear a shirt. The fuck do I care about your opinion? Aqua Zone Vlogs. Nice name. Yeah. Got to have a troll right at the end. Anyway, fam, that's the deal. Like I said, 25% off. Take advantage of it now. I will see everyone tomorrow for episode 851. Hope you enjoyed this every damn motherfucking day. Thank you for joining me for, when working out. You mean when working out? I don't know. I take my shirt off when working out if I could, but it's not socially acceptable, so I can't. But yeah, nips out. When in doubt, nips out. Thank you for joining me. See you tomorrow for 851 of the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Thanks for joining me. See you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, Magoose. Papa Swolio. Out.